Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Over the past few days, we were discussing a hadith related to the importance of the utterances that we speak and what we say and how it affects our spirituality and the condition of our hearts. We explained that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us with different faculties, and the spirituality and the state of our hearts depends on the usage of these faculties. If they are used in a correct way, our hearts will be corrected and reformed, and our spiritual selves will be intact and it will be sound. We spoke of the utterances of the tongue, we spoke of the usage of the eyes, and we move on to the third faculty which Allah Ta'ala has blessed us with. And the usage of it again affects our heart and our spirituality, and that is the ears. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has referred to the ear as a funnel. This also says the ear is a funnel, and whatever reaches the ear reaches the heart. If it's good, it affects the heart in a positive way. If it is bad, then similarly it will negatively affect our spirituality. And let's keep these points in mind as we build up towards the last or the first 10 days of the month of Dhul-Hijjah, that we need to preserve really our spirituality, and the condition of our hearts must be healthy and good spiritually when those 10 days do arrive. And that is why you find that the first thing that is done when a child comes into this world is the adhan. Abu Rafi' radiallahu ta'ala anhu says, Ra'aytu Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam athana fi udhun al-Hasan ibn Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu hina waladatu Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha. He says, I saw Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as soon as he received al-Hasan ibn Ali, his beloved grandson, the first thing he did was he called out the adhan in the ear of al-Hasan ibn Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Why? Because what went in that ear certainly reached the heart. And the first thing that went in the ear was Allah's greatness, Allah's kibriya. Just one point, Ibn al-Qayyim writes after this hadith. He says, Subhanallah, you study this hadith and you realize that the first thing that happens when the child comes into this world is the name of Allah reaches the ears. And when you leave also, your tongue must be busy with the name of Allah. That's how you start your life, and that is how you end your life. Men att det är en